Well, today we're going to talk a bit about Christians and our morality, sexuality.
Why can't we be humble like the good Lord said? He promised to exalt us, but love is the way.
That's right. Love is the way. God loves you and me, and He has a plan for our life. And that includes morality and sexuality and purity.
That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be, didn't He?
And we're in a world where we're going more and more the way of the pagans, the way without God, the way that exalts other things and other idols as gods. And that includes sexuality. Now, the Bible gave us the way.
Learn to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we just be humble, like the good Lord said, He promised to exalt us, but love is the way. That's the way.
And you know, the Bible and the cultures, the peoples written to in the Bible, well, they were immersed in a whole lot worse than we've got right now in our country. And God has a way for us, that is for sure. Wow. Well, of course, I'm talking about this today as we're seeing in our culture Pride Month, a month, if you can believe it. It was a week, now it's a month. And you go, our culture is going full speed ahead into this. How do we live as believers in Christ? And I don't want to address so much the whole gay pride thing and everything else. I can tell you this, as I've pastored over 27 years, that I've had people I've known in church and friends and family and others that were in the gay lifestyle and buried some of them who died from AIDS. Another one committed suicide, you know, and the brokenness, many times it was there. One was an elder, in fact, and we, you know, didn't even know about this hidden lifestyle until it came out when he caught AIDS and all that. Ended up doing his funeral too. And you know, it's weird, isn't it? Hard. You say, what is this? And we've got some in our family, friends, families, different ones. We've known different ones over the years. And sometimes what's there is tragic. Several of these men that I've known got caught in the lifestyle because they were sexually abused as children or teenagers. And I tell you, that thing is like a fish hook that snares and never lets go, except by the power of Almighty God. That's the wonderful thing indeed. And you know what? We're watching a culture that's just disintegrating under this. But God's called us as believers into such a beautiful thing, a beautiful purity, a beautiful holiness, where our bodies are in fact the temple of God, and we possess our bodies in holiness and purity, and He dwells in us. And part of God's plan is for human sexuality, and it says no to immorality. Anything outside of marriage to your husband or wife isn't part of the plan there, and brings all sorts of troubles with it as well. My goodness. Well, let's look at a couple of things here in the Bible, and we'll get into this. I just got through going through my head here, different memories of different people and all of that, and some that's gone on, you know, some of these guys were friends, you know, and it's like, man, come on. But anyway, and believers in Christ who were caught with the fish hook. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3, Paul made it clear to the Thessalonians. The whole passage is talking about it. This is the will of God for you. Here it is. Do you want to know his will about your life sexually and my life sexually? He says, the will of God for you is your sanctification. That is, you abstain from sexual immorality. In other words, sanctification is to be holy and purified for God. And then he's saying that is to abstain from sexual immorality. In other words, to be sanctified is you aren't doing that. His will is sanctification. He goes on to say a few verses later, God's not called us to impurity, but in sanctification. The Holy Spirit is holy. Another verse there in that same passage is that we need to know how each of us to possess our own vessel in sanctification and honor. A vessel means our body. We need to learn how to have these bodies of ours with all their desires and lusts and everything else in that purity and honor. Tells me that there's a knowledge and a learning that goes on. And I could certainly say that's been part of a process in my life. I'll get into that a little bit later on. And in Corinthians, he says, part of this process, flee immorality. Run the other way. You know, when I became a believer, I just turned 20, I lived a lifestyle, you know, like it was the sexual revolution, drugs, sex, rock and roll, and all that kind of stuff. Most of us guys, you know, we had our girlfriends, relationships, but some, you know, some weren't. They were just promiscuous. And but nobody thought anything of it. And that's the way it is right now in the world. You know, it was like this was normal. Shacking up with each other and all that. It was just what you did. And when I became a Christian, something miraculous took place in me. I've told you before about how a girl that I'd gone to high school with led me to the Lord. She was so transformed when she came to Christ. Every time I talk to her, I go, what has she got in her life? I wasn't interested in her for a girlfriend. I was trying to figure out what has she got in her life? And she led me to Christ. And I came to Christ in a coffee house one night. And then the next morning, I woke up white as snow, and the transformation was profound. I stopped wanting to drink the weekend parties till I'm drunk. I mean, that was normal for us guys. You know, everybody, you party, you take, you know, you'd go through the six-pack of beer or the Mickey of rum or whatever, you know, and you go out for the evening and then drive home drunk. You know, that was regular. Just stopped. I'm not doing it. I didn't even have to tell myself not to. The desire to do that stopped. That's what God did. Same thing with morality and immorality. Suddenly, I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew inside of me, I knew I would never be promiscuous again or sexual active again, zero, until I was married to the wife God had for me, whoever that was. I didn't know Karen yet. I knew it. The Holy Spirit had come in, and I knew. Now I had to keep myself there. And I will challenge you, I bet you everybody that comes to Christ listening to me right now, that you become a Christian, you know the same things I just said. And the challenge is keeping yourself there. That's sanctification. You got to possess your body. Now that God's done this, possess it in sanctification and honor. Now that God is come into your life, you keep in his life. You know, you flee immorality. And I remember a few opportunities coming my way after I was a believer in Christ. And I dated a little bit. And I fled the other way. Why would I do that? Because when you start to come up towards, you're being, this, it's not right. Listen. Something in me was just going, no, Don't go there. It was the Lord talking to me in my spirit. I knew my body was the temple of the Holy Spirit now. Now, what does this require? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7, 9 about self-control, right? He says that the stomach is for food and food for the stomach. God's going to do away with both of them. But our body is not for immorality. And see, that's the problem we have in our culture right now. Without God, Canadians think our body is just for sex. Immorality means sex outside of what God planned. Canadians just think the body's for sex. They don't think any other thought. There's no other thought. That's what it's made for. How do we do it? Just got to figure out how to do it safely and how to do it, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then just wrecking our society, wrecking relationships, wrecking families, wrecking hearts. You'd have two people come together and then tear them apart like you're tearing a piece of cloth apart, shredding your heart, your emotions, and your life. That's what goes on. It's a supernatural union that takes place, even though it's a physical union. There's something happens in the spirit that you rip it apart and do all this stuff to it, it will not come through without damage. And there are so many damaged people right now, it's unbelievable what's going on. Oh, but the Lord is the healer. He can heal up the brokenhearted. He can heal up the wounds, even from the tearing apart of relationships. He knows how to heal. Memory's still there, but he knows how to heal these things. But we're not made for this. This is why cultures where marriage is held in honor, and Paul or Hebrews 13 says marriage is to be held in honor amongst all, marriage bed undefiled, but God's going to judge the fornicators and adulterers. Cultures that hold marriage, most cultures in the world throughout history hold marriage in very high regard. It is the fabric and the stability of those cultures and nations. It is the very fabric of our country. It's being shredded to pieces right now. This is what's going on. It's disintegrating. Oh, if I could say to someone, anybody, and you're a virgin right now, I don't know if I'm talking to anybody that young on the radio here, save yourself for someone else who is also a virgin. Sounds old? You're darn right. It's ancient. It's from the beginning. It's the ancient path that leads to life. You want life in your relationship? You want life in your sexuality? You want life in your home and family? Follow that, and you'll experience it. But if you haven't, well, Paul the Apostle said, 1 Corinthians 6, about those that were immoral and those that were all this stuff before. He says, some of you were like that, he says, but you were washed. That's me. You were sanctified. That's me. You were justified, made with right standing in the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Yes, God can take wreckage and rebuild something beautiful about it. Oh, my goodness. But I tell you what, even though there's some denominations that are embracing immorality, of sexual immorality of all kinds, I tell you what, it says immorality, impurity must not even be named amongst you. It's not proper amongst saints. If you want to be a saint of God, oh, we press into holiness and purity. Let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of flesh and perfect holiness in the sight of God. I'm telling you what, I'm inviting you, folks, to something wonderful, to something beautiful, something perfect that God has made. Do you want that? God will help you walk it if you commit to walking with Him. God will bring healing where there's brokenness and desires and hurt. See, so many, I've known, well, here's an example, a young woman that, say, lost her father when she was just a girl. broken heart, finding relationships with one man after another, after another, after another, after another, thinking that hookup maybe will fill that hole, and it never does. You know, it's just how it's working out there. No wonder so much terrible stuff's going on. And you see, that's the down underneath everything level. But I'm telling you, the Lord is the healer, the restorer, the purifier, the forgiver, the lover, the infiller, the righteous one, the holy one, the honorable one, the one that lays out the path in front of you and makes life true, the one that will come and invade your space if you invite him, and he'll set things right. That's the Lord we serve. I pray for you right now. May you be filled with inspiration and love from God. May you be bold to ask him for things you never dreamed of. May the Holy Spirit bring you down to the very depths of your heart so you see the gears and how they turn and why you grind away the way you do. That you'll see the drives and the pulls and pushes that manipulate desires. You see the way that relationships get twisted and wrecked around because of those deep broken things. And may the Lord, with his wisdom, reveal to you the way of life that comes from knowing Christ. You ask him. Psalm 147 says he binds the broken heart and heals up the wounds. You ask him. It says he gives you strength to overcome any temptation, and there's a way of escape. You ask him. You say, Lord, I want to be yours 100%. I want to be pure and holy all my days. I dedicate my body to you. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fill me with your love and purity and strength. See, this is the plan of God that we have as believers. God bless you.